BBC News with Marion Marshall. A federal judge in the United States has approved a settlement of nearly $15 billion for claims against the German car manufacturer Volkswagen over its diesel emissions scandal. Nearly 500,000 Volkswagen owners will be able to sell back their cars or get them fixed. They'll also receive up to $10,000 in compensation. Volkswagen admitted last year that it had cheated on diesel emissions tests to make its vehicles appear cleaner. The International Energy Agency says the world's capacity to generate electricity from renewable sources, such as solar power, has now overtaken coal. A new report by the agency says 500,000 solar panels were installed every day around the world last year. The United Nations has warned that a rise in hate speech and incitement to ethnic violence in South Sudan could result in mass atrocities. Tensions between the largest ethnic group, the Dinka, and people from the Equatoria region have grown dramatically in recent weeks after deadly attacks on Dinka bus passengers. The US Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he's encouraged by the progress being made in the major offensive against Islamic State militants in Mosul. But he warned that resistance by IS was likely to intensify as the Iraqi troops and their allies closed in. Earlier, there were fresh reports that the militants have been killing civilians in areas just south of Mosul. Congress in Venezuela has voted to open a political trial against the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, further raising tensions between the government and the opposition-led National Assembly. The Congress accused Mr. Maduro of violating democracy. The Venezuelan government and Supreme Court have declared Congress illegitimate. The captain of Brazil's legendary 1970 World Cup winning football team, Carlos Alberto Torres, has died in Rio de Janeiro after a heart attack. He was 72. BBC News.